Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I pray you had a blessed weekend and you're looking forward to the week that God has given, the week that's ahead, and that you're sensitive and aware to your best friend, the Holy Spirit, who is with you. If you're a believer, the Holy Spirit has come to take residence in your spirit, and He will lead and guide and teach in all truth. So, Holy Spirit, we invite you to join us, to be with us in this broadcast and touch every listener. Lord, we thank you that the presence of God, the anointing of God, destroys every yoke of bondage. And therefore, Lord, let oppression go, let darkness go of the things the enemy would bring against your beloved. Lord, I speak deliverance and peace and joy and the fruit of the Spirit, and for Jesus to be lifted up and glorified and magnified in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for it. Praise God. Well, if you're a new listener, I welcome you in the name of the Lord. And if you're a regular listener, I know many of you watch the clock and you make a special appointment to join me and the Lord as we gather around the Word of God and share the good things of the Lord. For those who have been listening recently, I've been sharing about some very important principles in the Word of God. And specifically, we were looking at some incidences in the life of King Jehoshaphat found in 2 Chronicles chapters 18 through 20. And now he was a good king. And I just want to share a few final thoughts with you. But this, I felt to emphasize this principle because it's very important for our present lives. And in fact, before I just do a little review of what occurred in the life of Jehoshaphat, I'd like to share with you a New Testament scripture found in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Here the word says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." Well, if you are a student of the Word, you know the Word is very clear that we're not to fellowship with unbelievers. Now, we need to be very clear and hear with the ears of the Spirit that we are to pray, we're to love all men, to pray for all men. God's not willing that any should perish. But there is a difference between having a relationship with the unsaved and fellowshipping with them. There's an entirely different context. And the Lord is saying in this passage of Scripture that we're not to be yoked together with unbelievers, not to enter into agreements with them. Why? Because of the danger of agreements and relationships, close social ones, that generally will have a detrimental negative effect on the believer. You see, for that was the very reason God told the Israelites when they came into the promised land, they were not to intermarry with the Canaanites. Why? Because they would be influenced. We see in the wisest man in all of history, King Solomon, that was his downfall. He began to worship the the gods of the foreign wives that he had married. And so while we can be loving, we need to let our light shine to be salt and savor in this earth. We are not to form relationships with them. And especially, for example, in marriage, it leads nothing to heart but heartache. And as we looked at the Old Testament in the life of Jehoshaphat, he was a wonderful, good, godly king. However, there was a time when Jehu, the prophet, went to Jehoshaphat, and he declared in the name of the Lord, "Should thou help us the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord. Nevertheless, there are good things found in thee, in that thou hast taken away the groves out of the land and hast prepared thine heart to seek the Lord." You see, what he had done is he had formed an alliance with wicked King Ahab of Israel, who was king of Israel, and he said, "I am as thou art, and my people as thy people, and we will be with thee in the war." You see, this is displeasing to the Lord, because even though they were brethren, we're talking about Judah and Israel. They were all descendant from Israel, from Jacob. They had a common heritage. Yet Ahab was not serving the Lord God, he was serving other gods. He was wicked. He was an evil influence on the people of God that he ruled over. And God was very clear, we're not to associate with them because of the negative influences that they can have. And unfortunately, we see this not manifested so much in Jehoshaphat's life, but in the life of his son. His oldest son, who inherited the throne, killed all the royal seed, and he himself went astray and did not follow after the Lord. So because of this, he had actually married a daughter of Ahab. So you see, having those close relationships brings detriment, brings something negative. So we need to stand in where we are in the Lord and be very clear and careful about our relationships. And if you've walked with the Lord any length of time, you've certainly had experience. And if you're new in the Lord, I counsel you to let your every relationship be taken before the Lord in a prayerful way. Now, obviously, you can't do anything much about family relationships. You're related to them. But especially in terms of friends and social contacts, and even those, and especially those sometimes who are of the household of faith, if they're not living right before God, if they're not benefiting or blessing you, if you're not being enriched by that relationship, and you do attempt to minister, but it is a detrimental an experience for you, then you need to seek the Lord, because sometimes we can allow, in the name of love, we allow unhealthy relationships to exist in our lives that rob us from the will of God. So I just throw that out there, that you want to be prayerful regarding your relationships. And what's the standard of a good relationship? We see it in the Word. Those who are serving God with all of their hearts, those who have the fruit of the Spirit in their lives, that are walking in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Well, let me just go on and share a little bit. When the prophet had spoken to Ahab, this is before they went to war, the prophet had declared, "I saw all Israel scattered on the mountains like sheep which have no shepherd. And the Lord said, these are they that have no master. Let each of them return to his house in peace." And that was what was declared. Let every man go to his city, every man to his country. And you see, this was the word of the Lord through the prophet. Prophecy is given by God. And if we will believe our God, we will prosper. If we'll believe the prophets, we will be established, the true prophet of the Lord. Because when God speaks it, God will bring it to pass. God will do what he said he would do. And so in this particular case, the prophecy could not be annulled or turned around. God's word was going going to be fulfilled. Isaiah 54:17 says, "No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper." And in your life situation, beloved, you must believe what God says. God will not fail you. He won't let you go down to defeat. You just hang in there and you trust the Lord. 1 Samuel 16:7 says, "God sees not as a man, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." All of God's word is pure. It is incorruptible. God's word is unfailing. He never speculates. Did you hear what I said? Do you receive that? He never speculates. God tells you he's going to do something, and then he does it. Deuteronomy 18:18-22 tells us how we can know when a prophet is of the Lord. When a man or a woman of God prophesies what the Lord has given him, it will come to pass. If it does not, then it's not of God. Beloved, God has done what he said he would do. It hasn't stopped. He hasn't stopped. He hasn't slowed down. He's still moving. He's still working. Now, in terms of biblical prophecy, every biblical prophecy will be fulfilled. And in terms of personal prophecy, you say, "Sister Glass, I've received some personal words. They haven't been fulfilled." Well, there's a timeline involved. There's a waiting in on the Lord. There's a war, fighting a good fight by warring with the prophecies that have been given to you. But also, you must do your part to fulfill the Word of God. It's like the promises in the Word of God. If you will submit yourself to God, then you can resist the enemy and he will flee from you. But you're not going to be that successful resisting the enemy if you're not submitted to God. So you see, with every promise the Lord has, there's a condition. Why? Because this walk we have is a walk of relationship. It's a walk of fellowship. It's a walk of growing into the maturity of Christ. So therefore, God is not going to do everything for us. As a little baby, he cares for us as a little baby. But as we grow, he expects us to use what he has given us, our, you know, common sense, the mind that he's given us, the physical abilities to do what we can. For example, you can say, "Lord, you know, help me to lose weight. I just want to lose weight and believe God." But you have to do your part. Isn't that true? You can't, have two or three helpings of dessert and two or three helpings of everything else and expect you're going to lose weight. You must cooperate with the Lord. Praise God. Well, I'm just getting started, and I hope you'll be able to be with us tomorrow at the same time. The announcer is going to give you our mailing address, and I do invite you to write. There's a whole other aspect of this ministry, that of the correspondence. Many of you listening are part of the spiritual family of the correspondence ministry, and I know I get continual testimonies how the Lord blesses through that ministry. I do invite you to write, share your prayer needs. This is a personal ministry. I'll pray for you personally and send back whatever the Lord gives. God bless you, partners, for your prayers, your financial help. Without you and the Lord's help, I couldn't continue. God bless you. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.